Here on Daf, Kuf Chav Ches, Amid Aleph, let us again learn the last to the last, next to the last line of the bottom of the Yomid. Omar Rabbi Yirmiyeh, Rei Omro Mishtachve Lachatzi Dalas, if a person bowed down to a half of a dalas, a half a pumpkin, a half of a squash, Osra, so that Chatzi Dalas became Nesa, Als Abay Dezor is also Bano. Boy Rav Yirmiye Mau Shetiyoso Yad Lechavoto Teiko. Will become a Yad Lechavoto Teiko. So we'll let us see Rashi and Teisvis to Mahalchim Pshat in the Gemara. Zot Rashi. Hamishtach velachatzi delas osro bahano mishim Abay Dezor. Ulrab Shimon Isure Yano ain metamin tumas oichle. Isure Yano, even though it's an oichel, but since it's also to be mahane someone with it, you can't give someone to eat it because it's also bano. So according to Rab Shimon, there is a miyo that it's not metame tumas oichle. The nafke lay lekamon mikol hoichel asher ye ochel. The binin shat yochel lachiloi lacher. We need, you should be capable of feeding it to someone else, and since it's also bano, you can't be machil lacher. Fine. Vaha hadlas isurei hanoi. So the half of the dlas, which was bowed down to, so since it's avodah zarah, so it's also bano visu loimetame tumes oichlim. So now the chelik of the delas that is avodah zarah is also bano. So that chelik cannot be mekabel tumes oichlim because you need a oichel asher yeyochel. So that means if a sheretz will touch this chelik, it's also bano. It's not mekabel tumes. Because it's not a oichel asher yeyoch. So now Rashi asks the kasha, you claim a shaila to be mekabel tuma from a sheretz, avodah zarah gufe is metame kisheretz. So Rashi says, in the hey, the tuma yoitza lo mi gufo, doesn't have to be mekabel tuma, it alone is a metame, the avodah zarah metame kisheretz. Shenem ashake tzu shak tenu. So it is a chepsi shel tumas. So what you have to say, it's not mekabel tumas oichlam. Zahi tumas darabonani. That's a tumas darabonon that Rabbi Dizor is metame kisheretz, kenide, kenuine perka bekive. Cross machta baalmu. But we're talking about min ha-toyre. So min ha-toyre, the avodah zarah is not mekabel tumas oichlim. If a sheretz will touch the avodah zarah, it's not mekabel tumas oichlim, because it's not an oichel asher yeyoch. Fine. Let's see Rashi further. Mao sheteyoso yad lechavata leinyan tumah d'araisa. Will it now be mekabel tumah midaraisa lekabel tumah min asheretz? Kidei lohavia lechavoto liyois chavoto rishoino kilunoga atma betume. So the shaila is as follows. The shaila is I have at the last, the right half is avodah zarah. The right half is not mekabel tuma soichlam. The left half is nothing. So the left half is mekabel tuma soichlam. Now I took a sheretz, a dead sheretz, and I touched it to the right half. So the shaila is, this right half, can it be a yad? Since lemaise, it cannot be mekabel tume, since even though it is an oichel, it can't be mekabel tume, so can it be a yad to be metame the second half? So that is the shaila. Kedei lavia lechavoto lieschavoto rishoinem. That means the second half will be a rishin l'tume, because at the din of yodis will consider kilu the second half touch the sheretz through the first half. כאילו נוגע עצמו בתומה. שנייה לתומה פשיטה לונדלוי הביט. That's clear that the second half is not a shiny lutume. Loi hava hi chavato. Sharei zu lakib lutume laatzmo. Because it can't be a shiny lutume to be mekabel tume from the right half, because the right half was not mekabel tume at all. Because it's oichel, you need a oichel ashaye yochel. And the right half is not an oichel that can be mekabel tume. So a sheini l'tume tzicha can't be to be mekabel tume from the first half. The shaila is it a vishin l'tume, is a mekabel tume from the sheretz, yes or no? Yeah. That is the first loshen of Rashi. So the shaila is a sheretz touch the chelik hanesa bano. The shailis is the other chelik mekabel tume from the sheretz. Can it be a yad, even though it can't be mekabel tume, or can it not be a yad? Lishna achine, another loshen. Leinyin tumes avaydezorika meboilei. The shailis by tumes avaydezorika. I'm not talking about the tume deraisa. We're talking about the tume derabona. Dizu shenasis avaydezore, arehi kesheret. That means the right half is a tumesheretz midarabona. Vechetzio hasheni, so now what's the shayla with the left half? Mihava lo yad, does the chatzi hasheni become a yad? Vanegeya bo kinegeya bavaydezore. That means if an apple will touch the left half of the delas, so the left half of the delas was the yef, Now, so Rashi says like this. We are speaking about, we have our delas with two halves. The right half is to mesheretz midarabona. The left half is speaking about it wasn't mukshel lekabel tume, so the left half is toil. Now an apple touches the left half. So we have a klal that yodais are moitzi tume. So the shaila is, will the left half be moitzi tume from the sheretz? It's a sheretz midarabonam. The right half is a sheretz midarabonam. Can the left half be moitzi tume from the right half? Now the left half didn't become tume because it's amuch shel kabel tume. Will it be moitzi tumah to the apple? That's the shaila. Inami urshiro, or could very well be that the left half was urshel lekabel tumah, and havala iye rishay, and this will be a rishin when they gave bahavishaini. But now if it's a yad, so now if it has a teres yad, so hanegeya bo will be a rishay. If it has a teres yad. Now the shayla is, what is the shayla over here? Bishloim, according to the first mahalach, there was a shayla that can isurei hano, just like isurei hano can't be mekabel tume, could be isurei hano cannot be a yad to transfer tume. But according to the second shot, we're speaking about if the chelik asheni of the delas, which is an oichel, which is mutabano, which could be mekabel tume. So what is the shaila if it could be a yad? Why shouldn't it be a yad? So Rashi feels ois, nase ha-oichel yad la-oichel acho eloi. Can an oichel become a yad for another oichel? So when we learn the Rashi pashtistik, we learn a very interesting pshat in Rashi, that the shaila was as follows. Our whole concept of yodis that we had till now, we'll see Taisus asks Meridike Kashas, but the whole concept of yodis is pshat is, you have a bone, and the bone is a yad to the bosom. So good, so the bone isn't an oichel, but the bone can be moitzi tume, machnes tume from the bosom. Fine. So that's, or you have an ukitz, and ukitz can be also, the ukitz holds on to the peri. So there is a concept of yodois. But can a oichel be a yad for an oichel? So lechere, the pashtus of the shaila is, could be the whole concept of yodis was only said if you have something that's a nitpal to the oichel. But if it itself is an oichel, so maybe an oichel can be a yad to another oichel. Or maybe not, maybe it could be. That's the shaila. Let us see Toisus and Nomadalov. Re Omru Amishtachve Lachatzi Dalas Oso. Boy Rabzeira Maushetase Yad Lachabato. The Peirish Sheini Shebekutris. So Toisus brings down the second Pshat of Rashi. The Miboyle Ihavi Chetzio Shaloy Ishtachavo Lo, the second half that he didn't bow down to it. Can that be a Yad Lohitzi Tume? To be mighty tumme from the first half, which is a tumme sheretz midrabona. Oiloi, in what other study ashaila? Klum nase yad oichel la oichel acha. Can one oichel be a yad for another oichel? Oiloi. Fractaisves, taima. The bekula shmaitin mucher, the oichel nase yad la oichel. If we learn the sugya, we'll see an oichel can zicha be a yad for another oichel. Lekamon, kuya shel nevela, yet a kuya of a nevela, which is an avatume, bechelbo, and the kuya is covered with chelev, nasa chelev yad lekuya. So the chelev is a yad for the kuya, and the chelev is mighty the tume from the kuya. So we see clearly that chelev, which is an oichel, can be a yad and be mitzi tumme to another oichel. One kasha, a second kasha. Elel nami loipligi. We had a machlokes. Rab Meir and Rab Shimon ella bebehemim nasis yad laeva. There was a shaila: can a whole behema become a yad to an eva? And there the shaila was, Mishum shabahema dover godu. A behema is a behema. Ve'ena ruya liya is yad. It cannot be a yad. That's the shaila. But let's hear what we said. We have a machlokes. If a behema can be a yad to an eva. Now here they're both oichlim. And the whole shaila was, maybe a behema cannot be a yad. Because the behemoth is very big, so it can't be a nitbal to the eva. Of al kaponim, we see that an oichel could become a yad to another oichel. Avim hoyu shavim a behemoth ve'eva. If the behemoth and the eva would be equivalent, aviyad lekula omen. So v'meile, so we see clearly that an oichel can become a yad to another oichel. So what's the shaila of the Gemara? This is Taisvis Kasha. So the Chsam Sofer wants to say a beautiful teretz on Rashi. It means Taisvis was noches that something choshuv cannot be a yad for something that's not choshuv. Therefore Taisvis understood as a machloikis if a big behemoth could become a yad to an eva. Behemoth is choshev, can the behemoth become a yad to an eva? Zokt the Chasam Sofer, he says over here you have a bigger chshivas. Here you have a chshivas, you have a delas. Half of the delas is also banon. Half of the delas is no usage whatsoever. So that half of the delas is a zevi and eitz baumen. No chshivas whatsoever. The other half of the delas is mutabachila, mutabano. So memele fakel, that was the shail of the Gemara. The shail of the Gemara was, here can this chelik of the delas, that's mutabachila, mutabano, which is a moiridike cheshivis, over in Eichus, maybe not in Kamus, but in Eichus, over the chelik that's avodah zarah. So Memele, So that's the shaila of the Gemara. If a oichel choshev can become a yad to an oichel shayne choshev. V'oi, Natoisvus asks another kasha. Amai nokat the last? Why did the Gemara mention the last? Why do you have to talk about it, the last? The boy b'shtei, if the whole shail is, can an oichel become a yat another oichel? Liboy b'shtei chaticha is boso, hamavadokim ba'oil. You have two pieces of boso that are doped ba'oil. V'nit meis achas men b'sheretz. So now the shail is, if an apple will touch the other chaticha, will it, can it be, is it mekabel tum of the other chaticha's boso? Can an oichel become a yat? That's the shailas. Why do you have to clear about it the last? That's the kash. Vein loyma. B'nit machas man b'sheretz. Vein loyma nami. The bit the last mucho beres airi. A different pshat, not like Rashi's pshat. It's speaking about the last mucho beres. Now, v'achatzi tomei. The half that's about the Zohar is Tome, Midava Asheire. Asheire, even though it's Mechuba, it's also Tome. Vekomi boile, havi yad, idoch, lohitzi, tume, kivin shu Mechuba. Since it's Mechuba, so the Shailas kind of Mechuba, be a yad, lohitzi, tume. Kin mi boile, bekisho, shanota, bahotzit, before we have Mamasha, some of the Shailas. We have to understand, according to Tosfos, I mean, so, what, why are you clearing a new shaila? We cleared already this shaila, if a noif ha-mechuba can become a yad to, a noif ha-mechuba can become a yad to the chelik, that's tolush. So we had such a shaila. Maybe Tosfos means maybe this is a bigger chibur. There it's only a chibur of its meriach, reyach hakarke, here it's being about its mamish mechuba, perhaps mamish mechuba is worse. So Taisva says, maybe you say that that's pshat in the Gemara, takati amai noket the last, why do you have to talk about it the last? If the shal's about mechuba, leima hamishtacheve lachatzi ilom, talk about a tree, why talk about it the last mechuba? You didn't mention that's mechuba. So speak about an ilon. Mishtach v'lachatzi ilon. So klara shaila. So the chatzi ilon is nashera. The chatzi ilon is metame. So what'll be the din if you'll take an apple and touch the other half? Is there a yad v'mechuba? So because of all these kashes, v'nire keloshen rishen sheperish bekutres. So Taisu says, I really think the first pshat of Rashi is the emes of pshat. The boy im noga sheretz b'chatzi shehishtachebe. The shal is the other way around. He was mishtachebe l'chatzi dalas. And that chatzi dalas is also bano. And now a sheretz touched that chatzi dalas, so the shal is there a din yodais that iser hanom can bring the tumeh from the sheret to the second chatzi adalas. Im nasis yad lachatzi acha, can it become a yad lachatzi acha? Hoyel vein roi lekabel tumel rapshek. Since the chatzi horishay, that is avodazor, that is also bano, cannot be mekabel tumel. The Omar Rav Shimon had said, Oichel shen yochel achiloi, lacherim einei oichel, it doesn't have a din oichel to be mekabel tume. So we see the Iser ano is mafkia the kabolas tume. V'loidomi l'shar yodes, all yodes, which are not oichlem, and are mekabel, and bring tume, it's not roi lachila. So that was the eitz ba'almein. So there's a gilu yakrom that even though an eitz is not mekabel tumah, it's maybe a setumah. Here it is an oichel gomer. So really it should be mekabel tuma. Aval dova acha goyrim loy shein roi lachilo lachayrim kedabrishis. So dova acha makes something that's roi lekabel tuma that is not mekabel tuma. So it could be that can make that there's no dinyodis also kedabrishis lo gabeime b'chayel ma'am. So that's al kaponim this gemara. Zot ze gemore weite. Oma Rav Poppe. Anu an Kuf Chof Chesa mit Beit, the second line. Oma Rav Poppe. Rei omru yichu shel teino shen nifshach u meura bikli posa. We have a branch of a teine that broke off from the teine. It's not connected to the teine. That's a branch. But the bark is attached to the teine. Umaura bikli posa. The bark of the branch is attached to the teine. Is Rab Yehuda Metaya. Rab Yehuda says, since it is attached to the teine, so it's called mechuber, and all the teinim on this broken branch are a toyer. It's mechuber to the ilum. And the chibur of maura is sufficient. That's Rab Yehuda. If there's a possibility that this branch could grow back again, so then it's called mechuba. It has a potential to become mechuba again. So then that is a din mechuba. The matzah where it is, it's possible to grow back. That's called mechuba. Vimlav tome. But if it can't grow back again, that what it is attached through the bark, that's irrelevant. That doesn't make it a chibur. And it's tome, it's makabotum, it's not called mechuba. Fine. Boi Rav Poppe, mau sheyeyose yad lechaveroi, take. Fine. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, yichu noif, a branch. Rab Yehuda Metayer, Dakati, Mechuberu. It's still called Mechuber, because the bark is attached to the tree. So Memele, so it's called Mechuber. And the Chachamim say it depends. Im Yochel Lichyois, if it can grow back again, Avi Mechuber, the Torah, so that's called Mechuber. Vimlav, Areyu Ketolush V'Tomi. And it's Tolush and it's Mekabotum. So now, Rav Poppe asked a shayla, mahu sheyeyosa yad lechaber. Ma sheyosa yad lechaber. So Rashi is here to pshot. Im nifshach meyichu ze yichu acha. We have here a branch. That's yochel lichyeis. That's yochel lichyeis. That's the main branch. It's attached to the tree. That's yochel lichyeis. Now, to this main branch, I have another branch that was nifshach from that branch, and that's eini yochel lichyeis. It's eini yochel lichyeis. Now let's see Rashi. Im nifshach meyichu ze yichu racha. Another branch was broken off from this branch. Umu'ura by bikli posle. The second branch is attached, eini yochel lichyeis, but the second branch can grow back again. Mau sheyoso ze sheyochel lichyois ve'enei mekabel tume. This is yochel lichyois. So this can't be mekabel tume because it's chubel. Beis yad l'ze hatolush or maybe loytume. This is So this is a mechuba. So the shaila is just like chibur makes that even though it's a noichel, it can't be mekabel tume. So chibur makes that even though it's a yad, it can't be maybe as a tume. Chibur is mafkiya tume, or maybe not. That is the shaila. Inami, or Rashi says the second shot. Now we're talking about a branch on a branch. In the first branch, the Ike branch is Mechuba, and the second branch is ויסטלוש. אינמי, אם יחזה אין יוכל לחייס. No, we're talking about one branch. We have a branch, אין יוכל לחייס. So this branch is stomach. It's אין יוכל לחייס, so it's stomach. מהו שיעס אלוי האילון יד להביא תומה על פרש הביח. So can the אילון, which is מחובה, can that be a yad to bring tume al perish abiyach? You have to know klo what the shayla is. If the shayla is, if mechuba can be a yad, we had already such a shayla, and it's a bigger chibur. That's the shayla. Now, there's a very pertinent ha'ora from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish asked Akasha, a yad has, in order to be considered a yad, you have to have certain qualifications. A yad is not a yad is pshat, is let's say there's a bone and there's meat attached to the bone. So the bone is a yad to the meat. What is shat? The bone is a yad to the meat. Because I use the bone to eat the meat. So the bone is a yad to the meat. So we have limudim that a yad is maybe a satum. If you have a tree, you have a branch going out of the tree, and the Gemara Klaus HaShaila is the tree a yad to the branch. So Anshuldik, when you want to carry the branch, you pull out the tree. I mean, why is the tree a yad to the branch? A yad needs certain qualifications. I use this to the bone to eat the meat. So the bone is a yad to the meat. But I use the tree for the peiris that are on the branch. What does the tree have to do with the branch? The tree is kibur v'kaima. So why do you consider the tree a yad? Amir de kakashi, Chazon Ish says. So, Chazon Ish says two pshotim. One pshat he says, you're right, I don't use it, but the tree is supporting the branch. The tree is supporting the branch. If there wouldn't be the tree here, so the branch would be on the ground, and with some of it would be a whole multitude of insects, which would be interested in the peiros of the yicha, of the branch. So Bekitzel, so that's called, it's not necessary that I'm holding the peiri through the yad. If it's being held through a yad, that's also called a yad. So the peiris of the branch are being held through the tree. That's called a yad. That's one teretz. Another teretz, he says, maybe you don't need hilchis yodis. This is called a chibur gomel. Maybe you don't need the qualifications of a yad. You have to know why is this called a chibur gomel. It's any achalichya. Kaponim, this is ore the Chazon Ish. Let us see Taisvis. Rabbi Yehuda Metayer. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a branch that is attached to a tree, even though it's any yochalichyos, but the bark is mechuba to the tree, so it's toil. Hoda oma la'el teinim shetzomku bi'ibayim metamei tumes oichlim. We had figs that shrunk b'shastem mechuba to the tree. So if they're shrinking, so that means the yanika stops. So the din is that that's the called plushim lagabi tumet metame tumes oichlam. So you see, if there's no yinike, it's tame. It's mekabel tumet. And here Rabbi Yehuda says it's toyer if it's mechuba, even though ein yochel lichyos. So Rabbi Yehuda says if ein yochel lichyos, it's mekabel tumet. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's there, even though it's any yochel lichyos, it is toil. We had before, teinim shetzom kubi beyim, is metametum esoichlam, it's It's called Tolos. So Tyson says, Osia Doloik Rabbi. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, if Rabbi Yehuda says, as long as there's any sort of chibur, even though it's any yachalichya, it's called mechuba samekabotume. So tainim shetzom kabi beim also should be toil. Inami tzomku lahavi afilo kimaurev. So Taisa says, perhaps tzomku lahavi afilo kimaurev. That means, so Pasha Taisa means to say, that tzomku abudis maide is tome. Tzomku is, it's not, it is not being yoinik from the tree, so mamela it's tame. They have a filo kimura. Mu'ura, it seems, is a bigger chibo, even though he said the mu'ura of a bark somehow is a bigger chibo. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Boy, no, Omar Rab Zaira. Rei Omru, Evan, Shebezovis, Shu Chaylitz, Chaylitz es Kuloi, Shu Neitates, Neitates es Shaloi, Uminiach es Shel Chabeiro. Lechaire Pshat is like this. You have here two houses, one next to the other, and they both share a common wall. They both share a common wall, but let us just picture the wall. The wall had two layers of stone. I mean, there was one layer of stone which was to the house on the, to the room on the right side. There's another layer of stone right next to it, and that serves the room on the left side. There's two layers of stone. And then each one is meshamish as a kaisel for each room. So that's a normal case. It used to be, the minig was that when they started building the wall, so in the corner of the two rooms, that means the corner that from there the wall started, they did not have two rows of stone. They had one large stone, and they built over that. What the lumdus was, what they gained building it that way, I haven't the faintest idea. But al kaponim, that was the minik. That means the bottom stone in the corner was one stone that they built they built over this stone two rows of stone. That was by the cornerstone. The rest of the wall was made by double stones. But al kaponim, the bottom stone in the zavis was one big stone. Now before we go back to this big stone, let's just try to review something. The halacha is that that by a bayis hamenugas, so there's a din before they were chaylet the bayis, they used to, that if there was a hezger, let's say for 2 weeks, there was no pisyain, they were chaylet the avonim sheyesh bem nega. So let's now forget about one big stone. Let's talk about, there's two rooms which share a common wall, but the common wall is made out of two rows of stone. So let's say that in the room to the left, there was a nega on one of the stones. They wait, let's say, 2 weeks. The nega doesn't disappear. You have to be chaylitz. You have to take away that stone. Put a different stone. But you have to take away. After 2 weeks nothing happened, or after 1 week there was pisyein, you take away that stone. So if you have two stones, there's no problem. So the one who wears the nega, in this case, it wasn't said oyle rosh oyle shchina, because Baruch Hashem, there's two stones. He can do what he wants. Doesn't bother me. If they were machlet the bayis, so then you have to be noted. After you put in a new stone, if they were machlet the bayis that is the base of menuge, with the new stone, then you have to be noted. You have to crush the stone. You have to be noted the stone. So weiter, if we have two rows of stones, so the shochin has no problems with what the Baal HaBayis with the nega is. He takes his stone and finish, and he's noted it, he's chaylet it, has nothing to do with it. The problem arises when we said in the corner when they started building the wall that separated the two rooms, the two houses, they had one big stone. There was one big stone that served as a base for the rows of stones that were on top of it. In the corner, there was one big stone. Now, if you found a nega on one side, so now it's oyle rosh oyle shcheinai. That means you have to take out this stone. And if you take out this stone, so the shochin is oyle shcheinai, because now the wall was resting and supported by this big stone. You take out the stone, that's oyle rosh oyle shcheinai. Okay, so now let us see the Loshna Gemara. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Arei Amru, Evin Shebezovis, you have a large stone in the corner, where there the minig was, that they had one big Evin, Shu Chaylitz, Chaylitz is Kula. If you have to take it out, so you have to take out the whole stone. If you take out the whole stone, so Nebuch, the Shochin also suffers from this, because his wall was resting on the big stone, and the big stone has to be removed. Fine. That's when you're chaylitz. Uchshu naitetz. What is the din? I put in a new stone, another big stone I put in. And then it became a bais hamenuge. It was machlet, the house of bais hamenuge. So then you have to destroy the stone. Destroy the stone, you only destroy the chaylik that belongs to the Baal HaNega. I don't have to destroy his chaylik. So comes out by the din of chalitze seven, the shochin suffers. When it comes to netitze seven, the shochin doesn't suffer. I'm left over with my half of the stone. Fine. Boy, Rabbi Zeire, Mao Shetayoso Yad Lechavoto, take. Ah, right, again, Shaila and Hilchis, Yodais Atume. Zot Rashi. Shebezovis, Evan Amanugas, Shebezovis. Shenire bebayise u bebayise. This Evan is used and seen by both houses. Shekein derech hazovis in the corner, losi shom avonim gdoilois, hamachzikin es kol oiveyakoi, so that they support the whole thickness of the wall. Venirois mishneitzodim. That means this one stone is visible in both houses. Yeah. Kishu chaylitz. L'soiv shavua shel heska. After the first week of heska, and there was Pishyan is speaking about that spread. Kedachsiv v'choltzu eso abonim. You have to take away the stones. Chaylitz eskuloi. The evin ksiv. Kamoishi, you take away the stone. Now the stone is a stone. Oigdoilo iktano. So that's the need. Take it also. Ushinoites. Imhuchlatabais. Ubolenoites. So then you want to go and destroy the stone, you take out this heaven, v'naitet es tzad shaloi, so his chelek united, u'miniach es chelek chavere, toksiv v'nitat es habayis v'loi shtei botim. There's a meal that by netitze you only have to destroy one bayis, the bayis yesh by nega, not the other bayis. Mao she yose chelek atoyer beis yad loze lahachnis tume lebayis chaveroi ebnam negas metame bo'oyel kedersi ba'abo el abayis. So what is the shaila of the Gemara? The shaila of the Gemara is that when you have one big stone, we have one big stone, and which is serving both rooms, both houses. Now, lemaise, when it comes, when the bayis is mukhlit, so the stone in the base amenuge, the stone that has the nega, that stone is an even amenuge. An even amenuge is metama ba'oil. So the shaila is, will the stone, which is in the second bayis, which is not an even amenuge, there's no netitz on it, will this be able to function as a yad? To the din is an even amenuge is metama boil. So the stone, the chelik of the stone that is in his house, a house that doesn't have a nega, will this stone be a yad? This chelik, this half stone, be a yad to bring the tumeh from the chelik of the Eben Amenuge that's in the second house, like this, that in his, and Eben Amenuge is metama boil, can this be a yad to bring the tumeh? And here the Gemara says also teiko. So these are all the shailas in Hilchos Yod. Zokt the Gemara weiter. Now let us just see for one second the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Ha'ever metamei mishum ever min achai, ve'enei metamei mishum ever nevela. That means like this, an ever min achai, one chops off an ever from a live animal. So the din is, this ever is metame odom bekelem, like a nevela. It's metame like a nevela. But the Mishnah says, ve'enei metame mishum ever nevela, but it's not like a nevela. It is not like a nevela. It's different than a nevela. So the Gemara is going to ask, and here we're talking about that an Eva Medulto, here we're talking about an Eva Medulto, the behemoth died. So Misa Oise Nipple. So we say that the Eva is Ki'ilu, it fell off a rege before the Misa. So Mamela, the Eva is Metama Alts Eva Minachai. But it's not Metama Alts Nevela. Now the Shaila is, but an Eva Mechai is Metama Odom Vekalem. And the Nevela is metame odom bekelem. So what does it mean? It's metame mishum eva min achai v'loi mishum nevela. What does that mean? Zok te gemore, meisa beime. Frek te gemore, mai ike bein eva min achai le'ever shel a nevela. Ike bein ayu. So the gemore says, boso ha'poiresh mimeno. If you have an eva min achai, and you'll cut off some meat from this eva, what is the din? So we have a din, eva min achai is metame, like an avela. But what happens if you cut off some meat? Now this meat is not an eva min achai much, it's just boso. So memele, so if you cut off meat from an eva min achai, the boso is toil. It's not metame at all. If you cut, you have an eva from an avela, and you'll cut off meat from this eva, so it's besar nevela. That means if the Eva was around when it became an Avela, Yeva, Avema that died, so all the Evorim are Evorim Avela. So forget about Eivel. The meat is the Akazais and Eivel is Metames. So you don't need an Eivel. There's no yichus of an Eivel by Nevela. So Memela, you'll cut off a piece of meat from an Eivel of a Nevela. So, you cut off a piece of meat from an Eivel and a Nevela. So it's also Metames. Akazais mean a Nevela. But if you have an Eivel minachai, that means it was cut off before the Beis Medrash. So Memela, this is Taki Metame. Tame, that's the din tuma of an Eivel min Achai. You cut off some boso from this Eivel, so now the boso is not Metame whatsoever, because it's not an Eivel min Achai, it's not an Nevela, so it's toy. My Ike, so let us see again the Gemara. My Ike ben Eivel min Achai leivu shal Nevela. Ikibinaya Bosa Bane is a Nevela, then there's no yichus of Eva. The Bisar Nevela, a Kazayas Nevela is also Metame. So then you'll cut off a Kazayas of Bosa from the Eva of a Nevela, so that Kazayas will be Metame. Let us see the Gemara. Ma ikibin Eva minachai leiva shal Nevela. Ikibinaya Bosa hapoirish me Eva Bema. You cut off now some meat. May Eva be medilu basar apayrish may Eva minachai loy metame Eva min anavela metame period. Zogt Rashi. I don't think we finished Rashi's before. Vnaitetz es shaloi chaylitz es eve vnaisen es vnaitetz es shat shlamich nich se chaylik haberlis vnaitetz abay svoi shteibad mashiyo se chaylik hatoi beishad lze lahach nistuma lebeis chaber da eve na menegas metam aboy vsi vabar labayis iki binayu boso apayresh min eva lahach hazman you had an eva min achai now you took off a little of this boso Bosa apayish min achai loy metame. Bosa apayish na metame. Om kein habe eiver. Im agidem batzom is kiyalos bekamo. Bechol shkein. So bosa apayish min achai is na metame. So bosa apayish mi eiver min achai is also na metame. Bechol shkein bosa apayish min eiver min achai. So now the Gemara says that's enough to mean if he cut off bosa mi eiver min a nevela metame. The ike kezai is nevela. Period. So that is the din. The din is that's the difference between Eva from a Nevela. If you'll cut off some meat from the Eva of a Nevela, that meat is Tomei. You cut off some meat from an Eva Minachai, that meat is Toil. Period. Zok the Gemara. Now we're gonna go and figure out how we derive this halacha that an Eva Minachai is Metam. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Rav, V'chiyomos min ha-behime. V'chiyomos min ha-behime. So what do we see from this? Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say anything. V'chiyomos min ha-behime. So Poshet is going about, you have an Eva that separated from the behemoth, that Eva is dead, separated from the behemoth. So that's Eva min ha-achai, v'chiyomus min ha-behemoth, and then it says, and egebe nivloso yumos. So we learn over there that the Eva that was yomus min ha-behemoth is metame. There it says it's metame. Frek the gemore and shuldig. This pasuk isn't going about Eva Minachai. This pasuk is going by, tell me another din in Gansen, that if you shechta treife, it's not metame. By me boile lech de idach de Rav Yehuda Marab, the Omar Rav Yehuda Marab, Omrilo be masnis and tone, the chiyomus min ha beheime, not all behemis, not all dead behemis, ametame to mis nevela. Mikzas behemah metame, some behemahs that are dead are metame, or mikzas behemah ain't a metame. There's some behemahs that are not metame. What is that? Ve'ezu zu treife sheshachta. From here we learn out that not all dead behemoths are metame. A treifla was geshocht, even though the shchita does not accomplish anything. Gabi the heter achile, it accomplishes that it's not metame tumas nevela. So memele v'chiyomus mina nevela is telling us there are certain v'chiyomus mina behime, that there are certain mina behime, not all behemoths, that there are certain behemoths that when they're dead, the metamatumis nevelis, and the certain behemoths when they're dead, they're not metamatumis nevelis. So memele, so that's what you need the pasuk for. So how do you know to darshan from this pasuk eva min achai? So it says, "Mekein lich de brachmon mi behemet, b'chiyomus mi behemet." So I learn mi behemet means certain behemets are metamet, certain behemets are not metamet. My mina behemet, shma minot arti. Mina behemet is coming to tell us another halacha that you have a chelik of the behemot that died. And that means Eva Minachai. That means Eva Minachai. Yeah, let us see what Rashi says. Rashi, Me'ever, yeah, Mina Behime, Mi Mitzas Behime, going Eva Mimeno, Mina Behime. That means not mi mitzas behemet, kegoin eva mimeno, vidersi v'chiyomos min, the mashme ke'ein mise, it's like it's dead, she'ein o'isa chalipin, that means it's dead, it will never grow back again, v'hainu eva, that's an eva is yomos mina behemet. That means when the Eva was cut off, it's dead. That means we'll never grow back again. It's kind of forgotten. V'sefer dikro, anegebi nivloso yitmo. So this is the sefer dikro. So here we know that an Eva, here we know that an Eva is metame. Anegebi nivloso yitmo is telling us that an Eva is metame.